Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome back to my bonus series, The Summer of George. I am Nikki Corbett, host of The Scarlet Edit. Week four of The Summer of George. Like, where is the time going? I truly am shocked at how fast it is moving. Like, I've already been in LA now for 2.5 weeks. Like, what? How did that happen? I have no idea. I will say, I am such a creature of habit that it has been very easy getting into a routine here. And I think that's probably why some of the time feels like it's going by so quickly. But I think also because of these new habits and of these new routines that I've gotten into that are so good for me and so much fun. Okay, let's dive into week four of the Summer of George. We've got habits that are in place. We've got the 4th of July that we just celebrated. I hope you all had so much fun. I had a great time. I went with some friends to a beach party down in Hermosa, and it was great. The sun was shining. The conversations were so fun. Like, the vibes were high. Everybody was in a good mood, and then made it back to my friend's house by the time the sun went down, and we could truly see fireworks like everywhere. I don't know if this is normal because I've heard similar things from some other friends in other cities, but it seemed like this year was very much the year of everybody having illegal fireworks, like the big ones that make the big sparkles in the sky, because it seems like those were just popping off everywhere you looked. And I know that there weren't, city planned fireworks shows at all of those places, but it was just like a great, great weekend. And I had so much fun. I'm going to the Dodgers game tonight. I haven't been to a real baseball game in probably, I don't know, maybe 10 years, more than that. I think the last time I went to a baseball game was when the Giants were on that every other year where they were winning the World Series. And I think that was 2014. So yeah, it's been a while. And then tomorrow, you know, I mentioned to everyone last week that the whole dating thing had not really materialized as of yet. Well, joke's on me. So I don't know if any of you guys do this, but when I do get on a dating app, I typically pay. I'll pay for a month, mainly because that's where you get all of the other features, right? You can just make adjustments to a lot of different things that you can't make adjustments to when you are using the free version. So that's what I had done. Well, for some reason, I thought that the paid version was going to run out and then my profile was going to be deleted. But I forgot that that's not what happens. It's just that then the floodgates are open, if you will. So anyway, I matched with somebody and he seems really nice. And we're going out to dinner tomorrow night. And it actually feels like a date, whereas all of the other meetups felt like meetups. So I don't know if that's like a positive or a negative or just he's giving nice energy. But either way, like, I feel like it'll just be a nice time, you know? So I'm excited about that. So stay tuned. I have no idea how much I will actually end up sharing. He does follow me on Instagram, and I have no idea if he will listen to this podcast this afternoon. So I'm going to leave it at that. So I think that it is really important if you are single, and even if you're not, I think it's important in general for us as human beings to do things by ourselves. I think it's good for the soul to go and sit down, whether it's at a coffee shop, a restaurant, a movie theater, even a concert, or just any kind of event or sitting in a park. I think it's good to do things on our own. I am very comfortable doing things by myself because I travel quite a bit by myself. And so it's just an environment that I am totally okay being in. Now, my favorite comedian is a man named Tom Segura. I'm sure most of you know who he is. If for some reason you don't, I highly recommend you watch some of his Netflix specials. I think he's got like 4 or 5 at this point. He is so funny. Like, I can't even express how hilarious this man is. So anyway, a few weeks ago, he had posted on Instagram that he was going to be running some new material at a small comedy club up in Oxnard. So I was like, I am going to be in LA. I am going to go. I ended up going by myself and I had the best time. I ended up getting seated literally in the front. And so I was like, 4 feet from him. And it is so funny. It is so funny. The realness of parasocial relationships. Like, I feel like I know him. I have watched some of his comedy specials so many times. He has 2 different podcasts. I listen to both of them. And So I literally feel like I know him. So as he's walking onto the stage, I'm like, I'm smiling. I'm all excited thinking that like, he's actually going to be like, oh, hey, Nikki, how's it going? Like, no, he's not. He doesn't know me. I'm a stranger. I'm just one of the fans. But I will say it was truly hilarious. He is so, so good. And I felt like I was looking at it from a different perspective. I was looking at it through the lens of like, he is a creator and a master of his craft. And just knowing how long he's been doing stand-up comedy and understanding how hard stand-up comedy is, and to just see the way he walks out, says hello to everybody, commands the room, and immediately, I mean, we are roaring with laughter. And the coolest part, though, for me was that because I had never been to a comedy show where they were running new material. So there was a couple of times that he really just like talked to the crowd. And like at one point he kind of did two endings to the same joke where it didn't necessarily feel like it wasn't that obvious that that is what he had done. He's more of a storyteller. So it was like, he was telling this story and then he made two inferences at the end. And then he asked us, he's like, hey, which one of those endings did you guys like better? And we voted and told him. And so that was kind of neat. He did some crowd work, which I've never seen him do. So overall, it was so much fun. And I had such a good time. So that's week four of the Summer of George. I kind of love that I'm doing these updates on Fridays because it gives you something to come back for, because I'm like, oh, this is what I'm doing tonight. This is what I'm doing tomorrow. But I haven't done it yet. So stay tuned. If you're not following on Instagram, please do. It's at thescarlet.edit. I do post stories on there. So there's some behind the scenes of all the fun that's been happening. And otherwise, thank you guys so much for being here. If you didn't already listen to yesterday's episode, I can't believe I didn't lead off with this at the top, but today, the 10th, is the 1-year anniversary of the Scarlet Edit. So I am very big on anniversaries. Anniversaries and birthdays are two of my favorite things. Yesterday's episode, I did talk about the 1-year anniversary of the Scarlet Edit, and I did that intentionally because it had been exactly 1 year of Thursdays of putting out a show every single week. But that being said, last year was July 10th on a Thursday. This year, July 10th is Friday. So I'm like, which day is the actual anniversary? I am celebrating it today, mainly because it's Friday and I like actual anniversary numbers. So for all of you who have been here with me from day one, thank you so much. And all of you that are new, I love you for being here. Thank you for supporting the Scarlet Edit. Thank you for coming along. There is so much more on the horizon that I cannot wait to get into. I can't wait to even find out what I don't even know about yet. And I can't wait to share it all with you. So as always, thank you for being here. We'll see you next week.